So let's dedicate this month to, we can study also the life of the prophet, you know, outwardly reading, but also the salawats, more tesbih, deepening. This is the last month before Ramadan. So before the torrent of Ramadan. When the Ramadan's like you go over the waterfall, you know. And it's said, we, you know, but it's good to repeat every year that Rajab, we say, is the month of Allah and Allah's mercy and Allah's Jalal and Jamal both, but Allah, so it tends to be more majestic. But there's also majestic mercy. There's sometimes some majestic trials and majestic mercy too. And then we have the month of Shaban. Thank you for speaking of it so beautifully, and of it really somehow the key to the Shaban is in the Miraj at the end of Rajab, and in the meeting of the ultimate soul and Lord, and then it brings about this mercy, this, as you say, like a banner of mercy or a canopy of mercy under which we all are, for we are all, you know, just as it said, like the earth is out in the universe, but it has its own protection. It has the, of course, the green, the biological level, and then it has, you know, the air, the atmospheric levels, and then it has magnetic levels, and I'm sure many other levels, angelic protection. I mean, we are in such a, you know, we might call it a womb, or you might call it a refuge. We are constantly in a refuge, and we don't realize it. And how protected, how beloved we are, how cared for we are. And we, you know, can go through our life thinking, being completely astray in our thinking and in our awareness of this. So, you know, any genuine spiritual path is going to make us reflect and ponder, and the Quran is continuously asking us to say, oh, look or see or contemplate these things, contemplate my signs. And so, inshallah, we enter this, the field of the great mercy represented by the soul of Rasulullah, peace be upon him, which is said to be the first soul, the first light. So it's also our first light. So that's why he's called also the father of our souls, because it's our own origin. We could call him the mother of our souls. It doesn't, you know, they're the gender, it's really beyond gender. It's more meaning the root of our own being. So, alhamdulillah, in the Shaban, to prepare ourselves for the complete transformation brought by the Ramadan. Inshallah. And how beautifully you said it, Halil Baba, where you said the Ramadan is the month in which we receive and can acquire, in which are revealed in us the akhlaq, the names, the attributes of God, the beautiful names.
Imagine a man who sells a donkey in order to be with Christ Jesus. Now imagine him selling Christ Jesus to get a donkey. This does happen. Christ Jesus can transform a drunkard into gold. If the drunk is already golden, he can't be changed to pure diamond if he's already a diamond. There must not be
Okay, alhamdulillah. Oh, thank you, Wali. So that's our spirit. When he speaks of Jesus, alayhi salam, on that level, it means our own spirit, our own highest spirit, ruh. So Jesus, alayhi salam, was called the ruh Allah, the spirit of God. And so we, our own spirit is like the living Jesus. And Mevlana speaks much of that. So the donkey is, of course, our lower nefs or earth nefs. So he always puts in this amazing imagery. He's such a teacher in that way, because you keep it in your mind. It's, you know, it. So it's true. Who would sell a donkey to receive Jesus? And who would sell Jesus to get a donkey? I mean, he's right, and yet, yeah. So let's, inshallah, sell our donkeys or have Jesus transform our donkeys into golden steeds, into buraks. May our donkey be transformed into a burak. Amin.
Burak.
Burak. Amin.